This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone. And welcome back to the Standing Watch program. Many interesting things are recently happening in the Catholic Church. And I believe it is important that we all understand where this might lead to. I have an article here in front of me which was published by the ABC News on July 6, giving the following estimation and synopsis and analysis, saying, "It appears Pope Francis truly wants to change the Catholic Church. He is reforming the Vatican Bank first, but he is also circumventing the old guard wherever he can. The establishment," talking about the establishment in the Catholic Church, "is up in arms." Now, talking about the prior pope, the one who is still alive but who resigned, Benedict, he had also tried to make some changes within the Vatican, but he wasn't successful. And the article says that he failed to prevail over the powerful cardinals, and his resignation was a logical outcome. But then it goes on to say that his successor, the new Pope Francis, is taking more decisive action. Did we actually vote for someone who really believes in what he preaches? Some within the Curia are now whispering. It goes on to say that Francis has taken them fully by surprise. In an almost demonstrative manner, he has been excluding the Vatican apparatus in every way he can. Now, this analysis is quite interesting in light of the fact that we are seeing a man now who becomes very decisive in what he believes. He also did another very interesting thing. Reuters reported on July the 5th, Pope John Paul II, who led the Catholic Church for nearly 27 years, and Pope John the 23rd, who called the reforming Second Vatican Council, will be declared saints. The Vatican said Pope Francis has approved a second miracle attributed to John Paul. His progression to sainthood is the fastest in modern times. The Vatican also said that Pope John the 23rd, who reigned from 1958 to 1963, would be made a saint even though he has only been credited with one miracle since his death. You see, that's very important. See, they are looking at miracles which allegedly occurred after a quote-unquote saint died, because he apparently is performing these miracles now being in heaven. Of course, the Bible doesn't say anything of the kind. The Bible says that true Christians who are called saints when they die are in their graves awaiting the resurrection from the dead. They are not in heaven. They are dead. Death is called a dreamless sleep in the Bible. So all of this is not biblical, but nevertheless, not only is the Catholic Church pursuing it, but here Francis, it says, waived the customary rules requiring a second miracle. So he said, well, now one is enough, and so we are making him a saint already. Now, when it comes to the scandal, which was referred to earlier, of the Vatican Bank, I'd like to read to you from an article which was published in IB Times on July 21. "The Vatican has once again been rocked by scandal as Italian prosecutors press ahead with a money laundering investigation of three of its top officials that threatens the Holy See's Institute for the Works of Religion, which is commonly referred to as the Vatican Bank." Now, it goes on to say that that isn't the first scandal of the Vatican Bank. It says that in 71, or from 71 to 1989, Archbishop Paul Marcinkus was involved in the higher echelons of the Vatican Bank. He was allegedly involved with mafia-linked Sicilian banker Michele Sindona and Italian banking executive Roberto Calvi, president of Banco Ambrosiano, which collapsed with massive debts. Marcinkus was cleared of wrongdoing after this lengthy investigation. Calvi, on the other hand, was found dead. Hanging from a rope under Blackfriars Bridge in London, victim of a faked suicide. Marcinkus was wanted for questioning on the murder, but sought diplomatic immunity by taking refuge in the Vatican, although not over the murder of Colley, but instead over huge losses that the Vatican incurred by setting up fake offshore shell companies in the Bahamas. The murder was later found to have been committed by the Mafia. The bank, this Bank of America, with all these scandals, it says, was established in 1942 by Pope Pius XII to handle the Vatican's finances that were held in different countries, then embroiled in World War II by religious orders, cardinals, bishops, and priests. The bank is estimated to hold around $7.5 billion in assets. Now, the Bible has a lot to say about the wealths of the Catholic Church. It has a lot to say about the false teachings of the Catholic Church. It has also a lot to say about the deception people will be under when following the teachings of the Catholic Church. And it also has a lot to say about a very important figure, a very decisive religious figure. He's called the false prophet in scriptures. And all the world will ultimately follow him. Now, we are not saying at all that the present pope is that figure. What we are saying, however, is that we need to watch. We need to ascertain the news in the light of biblical prophecy. We have to be a watchful eye. We have to have one to see whether things are developing in the way the Bible prophesies. I'd like to read to you from The Guardian, an article dated July 16, saying this. In its latest attempt to keep up with the times, the Vatican has married one of its oldest traditions to the world of social media by offering indulgences to followers of Pope Francis' tweets. The Church's granted indulgences reduce the time Catholics believe they will have to spend in purgatory after they have confessed and been absolved of their sins. The remissions got a bad name in the Middle Ages because unscrupulous churchmen sold them for large sums of money. You see, first of all, the Bible doesn't teach anything about a purgatory. The Bible doesn't teach anything about, as I mentioned, when the people are dead, whether they are Christians or not, that they continue living either in hell or in purgatory or in limbo or in heaven. None of that comes out of the Bible. All of that comes out of paganism. Ancient Babylon was famous for these wrong ideas. You see, so first of all, the idea that a soul of a person, when the person dies, goes to purgatory is wrong. Then obviously the idea that once a person is in purgatory, you can, through indulgences, see to it that your loved one gets out of purgatory earlier is equally wrong. The Bible says that that is making merchandise out of the people, because these things are not cheap. Now here, it goes on to say that indulgences these days are granted to those who carry out certain tasks, such as climbing the sacred steps in Rome that earns believers 7 years of purgatory, either for themselves or for loved ones. Now, nowhere does the Bible say that this kind of penance, this kind of idea that you have to do good works in order to inherit salvation or quicker salvation, that is necessary. Again, this is a totally wrong concept. Salvation is a gift. Now, you are supposed to do good works. You are supposed to manifest your faith in God and in Christ by doing good works. But we're not talking about these kind of immaterial works. They're not good works in the way the Bible looks at them. They are superfluous superstitions. So, yes, we see a pope right now who is taking decisive actions in certain ways, but still upholding wrong concepts, false concepts, which the Catholic Church has been teaching for many, many, many hundreds of years. You know, Jesus Christ warned that there's going to be a worldwide deception, a religious deception. He said, many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ. They will admit that Jesus Christ was a Messiah. And he said, and they will deceive the many. We read that Satan, the devil, is being looked upon as the God of this world. He pretends to be an angel of lights. He says that he has ministers. They pretend to be ministers of righteousness. Righteousness is defined as the keeping of God's commandments, but they are going to deceive the masses. We read that when the false prophet arises and arrives on the world scene, the whole world will follow him. They will worship him, while he will be deceiving the people with the influence and power of Satan, because he's going to be able to perform miracles and signs. And people will be deceived, and in the process will accept his teachings, which are in the spirit of Antichrist. They are against that what Christ is teaching. Did you know that Christ said, I didn't come to do away with the law? Don't you ever think I came to do away with the law. I came to fulfill it, to fill it up to the fullest with its spiritual intent and meaning. Nowhere does the Bible tell you that you can just stop keeping the Sabbath, which is a time from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. Nowhere does the Bible tell you that Sunday, the first day of the week, replaced the Sabbath, and now you have to worship God on Sunday. Nowhere does the Bible tell you that you are supposed to keep Christmas and Easter. Nowhere does the Bible even talk about these feasts except in the concept and context of pagan worship. The Bible tells you to keep 7 annual holy days. Most people in Christianity have never even heard of them, let alone keep them. They are deceived. Most people don't know they are deceived. They are following false teachings, false ideas, false concepts. But that alone is not going to save them from God's wrath to come, as we read in the Bible. God wants you to wake up. God wants you to follow him, to follow Jesus Christ, to follow his teachings, not the wrong traditions of man. Christ says, in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of man. And in doing away with the law of God, they are keeping their own traditions. Christmas, Easter, these are human traditions. The law of God, the Sabbath, the holy days, this is what he wants you to keep. You have a choice. You have to make the right choice. Don't be deceived by false doctrine, by false religion. It's prophesied to come. It's going to sweep over the entire earth. I pray that you are not one of them who is going to be deceived by them. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.